Hello there, welcome to episode 198 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley, and I am joined, of course, by the man, the myth, the legend, that is Mr. Patrick Rowan. Hi, Pat, how are you doing?
All right. I feel like we already had a tremendous episode before we even started recording, so yeah. Let's, you know, it's been nice, everybody, thanks a lot. We'll chat later.
I have it recorded,
but
okay. You swear at me a lot, so...
I do. You'd have a lot to believe.
How are you, sir? How are things in Rhoneland?
Oh, man.
In the Rhone Dome, as they say.
So you know how, like, you know, you're in the middle of writing one book, and then you, like, suddenly start writing another?
Oh, yeah. That happens to me all the time. So many half-written books lying around this house.
Just going along, minding my own business, happily writing along a book, and all of a sudden I start writing this other one, and it's just like, oh my gosh.
Let me preface this for people, because I know what you're talking about. So yes, you are working on a book at the moment, which we know, but you have embarked on an accidental, incredible project this week. So Let me see, what day was it? 2 days ago?
So it's Monday. On Sunday.
Okay.
Which, yeah, you know, which I've been told by the internet professionals is the perfect time to, I don't know, launch something major, right?
So on Sunday, on Sunday, the best day, of course, the day of rest, you started writing a post. Now, this is an update to a post that you'd written previously, and the current post is called "So You Want to Be a Mac Consultant Now," and the previous post, "So You Want to Be a Mac Consultant," was where you spoke about some tips and tricks and ideas and thoughts about a Mac consultant and the thinking that goes into doing that. And you say that it was a very popular post. And
it actually do this Google right now. Google, how to Mac consultant. Just type it into Google right now.
Well, there you are. The second result.
Yeah.
After macconsultants.co.uk.
And in the US, I'm number one. I'm actually in front of Apple's own consultant page.
Yeah, you are here too.
Yeah.
Consultants locator. That's insane. Okay, yeah. So you've got the best post on the internet about Mac consultants.
Well, just to put this into perspective, it is and has been for maybe 2.5 years now the number one search term that leads people to my site.
I can imagine it would be, because I'm sure a lot of people search that, and if you come up that highly, I mean, naturally people are going to come across it. Mm-hmm. So you felt like it was time to renew it a bit. So
it grew out of – so. There's a young man named Kyle on the app.net that I had basically a back and forth exchange with. He expressed interest in doing it, but in being a Mac consultant, but was a little bit afraid that his skills were not up to snuff. And although the market he's in is good for that sort of thing, actually ripe for that sort of thing, I would argue, that there weren't any like tech businesses around that he felt like he could get like sufficient, you know, basically build up the sufficient knowledge, skills, and credibility to be able to do the work. And so this post kind of grew out of that discussion. I was like, oh, some of the ideas I've expressed to you here in our back and forth would be good for everyone to see. I'm going to kind of basically collect them and build them into this blog post.
So I read the original post when it came out on Sunday, but I know that it's been updated a bit now. But I mean, for me, I probably got the most that I would need out of it, because I don't plan on being a Mac consultant, but I got, you know, a lot of the thinking that goes into it and, you know, the idea about some of the things that you think are really, you know, are sort of nice tips and good ideas and stuff. And I've seen it. I've seen a bunch of people linking to it on the web.
Mm. Okay. All right. That's a good thing. We like that.
So, Mr. Fatici, I saw Ben Brooks link to it too. It's been Stephen linked to it, and he had some some faults of his own, being a Mac consultant.
Being a former Mac genius, and former he also worked for a authorized, you know, Apple authorized reseller repair sort of thing after that. So
which is a kind of a similar ish type deal, right?
Yeah,
am I thinking? Yeah, because you're kind of doing the same sort of work, just in different locations.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But my understanding is you're now making it kind of like a living document. Is this because so many people come to the page?
Well, no, I think so. It started off, I mean, my original intent when I – so, okay, let me back up. So my original intent was just to basically take the several points I made in the SAP.NET exchange with Kyle and just kind of put those out there as a blog post. But then when I sat down to actually write this thing, I found basically what was it going to be about a 300 to 500 word blog post when I got all done with it was 1,000. And it was at that point that I realized, you know what? I'm already at 1,000 words. I've already covered what I covered my back and forth with Kyle, but I have a lot more I could say about this. I have a lot more I could add to this, a lot more, I can certainly flesh out and expand some of the kind of bullet points that I already have made in the 1,000 words, and I can add to it, right? And so when I posted it up on Sunday, I said, this is going to be a quote-unquote living blog post that will continue to get updated. So, bookmark this page and, check back every now and then and, see all the parts that have been added. But also I knew that I would start to get feedback from folks and, and I kind of invited that. I said, questions, comments, other ideas, things I should add, things I should talk about, things I've forgotten, let me know. And so, quickly, by Monday, I had added another 1,000 words to it. And then today I've added probably another, 800 words to it or so. No, I've added more than that. Basically,
why does it keep growing? What are you adding to it?
I keep coming up with things I want to say and that I think are important to know for anyone considering getting into that line of business. As well as hopefully some things that will motivate people into the idea that, I don't know, part of it is I'm laying the groundwork. I don't even know how to say this. So the other book I'm working on is almost a high-level view of this same subject. This is kind of a nuts and bolts runway sort of talk about, okay, this has been my experience as a Mac consultant. This is what I think it takes today to be able to do this work. I think that not only is there tremendous opportunity out there, especially as Apple grows and expands, and people buy, more iPads, iPhones, and consumer technology grows, people are going to need more and more help. They're going to have more and more questions. They're going to have more and more people who are completely new to the Mac or completely new to anything Apple, right? And as easy as the iPad and iPhone and things like that Mac might be to use, there's going to be people out there that, that are going to still have questions, need help, need training, want someone who kind of can take a look at what they're doing and suggest apps and, changes they might make and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of that going on. But I'd say even more so, once again, at that back up to that 20,000-foot view, I think that there is no better time than now. As a matter of fact, I think the time now is crucial to start considering ways of income that are not attached to a traditional job.
I 1,000,000% agree with you.
Yeah.
I think I've been thinking a lot about this, as you can assume. Anybody mm-hmm. that keeps keeps track of what I'm up to these days can see that I believe this, that I think that people should be making their own way in their own business, and that you shouldn't be, as Dan says on Quit, which is one of my favorite shows, there is no such thing as job security.
Nope.
And the only job security you can get is the stuff that you work on yourself.
Yep.
And
well, and I would even argue that that isn't necessarily secure, but that's the only security that you have complete control of.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And things happen, the economy changes, but businesses do survive if they move with the times.
Yeah.
However they can. But that's a very broad
right.
statement. Well, but I think that I could go into work tomorrow and be given a box and told to get on my way.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even necessarily need to be on my merits. It could be we've made cutbacks, you've recently joined the team, you're least experienced, see you later. Like that is an actual thing that could happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if it was a business that I was running, it would be the business is failing, maybe you're not doing it right, this is why. Not we need to make cutbacks.
Right.
You know?
Or it could be, in my particular case, this other thing that you're doing is actually becoming bigger, more profitable, whatever, than this one thing you started out to do, and maybe it's time to change your business, right? I mean, I've discussed many, many times before that I actually make more income from my writing now than I do from my Mac consulting business, but that's not necessarily because my consulting business is a complete, failure or going out anywhere or whatever. It's just simply because, the other thing has grown quite a bit faster, as it were. So, coming back to the point that you're making, here's something else that I think a lot of people haven't realize, because they're not looking, but once they look and once they see this, they'll realize that this and that is when, as the economy has crashed over the past, few years, couple of years, and hasn't really recovered, quote unquote, it's really the labor force that hasn't really, quote unquote, recovered. Unemployment is still employment hasn't really recovered. But if you look at the companies are making massive profits in general, record even. I mean, the stock market just, U.S. stock market just, 2-3 weeks ago, recorded a record high. Companies are perfectly healthy and they're making tons of profit, and they're taking all that profit and sitting on it. They're not saying, oh, great, we have all this money, we can hire again. Because guess what? They've learned now, since they had to lay off, since they had to cut jobs and had people walk away and just not replace them and that sort of thing, that they don't really need them. They've either automated that position that used to exist, or they've figured out a way to get the same amount of work from less people. And that may be those people stuck there working 60, 70 hours a week with their bosses telling them, oh, well, we just can't afford to hire anyone. But when you actually look at their quarterly statements, they're making record profits. It's not that they can't afford to, it's that they don't want to. because you in that job have already proven to them that they don't need to, that you're perfectly happy to take the same salary that you were getting with no raise and give them more time for it, give them more productivity for it. And they've gotten used to that, and they are growing fat off of it, and you are getting nothing in return if you are working. And those who aren't, guess what? There's no job for you. There won't be. It's not going to happen. Mm. I mean, as sad as that sounds, and yes, I know I'm being very kind of black and white about this, and you know, there's lots of gray area here. I'm not going to, but this is why the time is ripe, right? Because the new economy is made of people who are creating their own work, who are creating their own jobs, who are working independently, who are finding a way. Now is the time. This is it. The technology is in place to allow you to do it, and to allow you to do it at a scale that you wouldn't have been able to do so before, to be able to find clients and customers, to be able to network, to be able to get your word out there, to be able to get your quote-unquote brand out there that didn't exist 5 years ago, just plain didn't. And, you know, and I started almost 20 years ago now. And I can tell you that, you know, the difference between starting 20 years ago and the difference between starting today, it's like night and day, right? Because today, all the resources I need for the training and the knowledge, the skill and whatnot, completely available to me online. Heck, when I first started out, email was something that only happened within a company, like inside of a company itself. Like you couldn't email another company. Right, you can email another business, and you know any person-to-person quote unquote email that we had happened all on the same network, like AOL, right? Mm-hmm. You know, or on a BBS. You didn't like email to some, you know, like if you were on AOL, you couldn't like send an email to someone on Prodigy back in the day.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these resources just weren't there. I had to. To get the knowledge and skill I needed, I had to actually basically get it from jobs. I had to go basically find it myself and have people give it to me. Not anymore. Now you can just go out there and take it. And so I guess in a way, a big part of this is, you know, kind of the overarching theme of this is, now's the time. Here's how you do it.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
But before I give you that question.
Yeah, let's talk about some sponsor.
We should thank the people that make this show possible.
Yes, Squarespace.
Squarespace.com, who give you absolutely everything you need to make an amazing website. So let's say that you want to be a Mac consultant. Well, you're going to need a site. You're going to need a website. Right? So Squarespace can give you all of the tools that you need to put your website, blog, or business site online. It doesn't matter how experienced you are with building websites, or even if you just don't want the hassle. You can build something amazing in minutes with Squarespace without having to think about or worry about hosting, scaling, design, analytics, support. You don't have to worry about any of it because Squarespace provides you with a top-of-the-line, world-class system and interface. It gives you all of these features. They have beautiful templates that will make your site sing. It will make your business look really professional.
Mm-hmm.
They're really clean. They let your content do all of the talking. They have a drag-and-drop page building system that allows you to create custom layouts for each of your pages in seconds. They even have, when talking about the templates, they have some very specific business templates as well. And I will put a link in the show notes to Squarespace's business templates in case you
want to
see
really it. Nice.
I love them a lot, and they are really great. You know, you can. They've got nice little map integration and stuff, so you can put a little map in. This is where we are. If you've got an office, that sort of stuff, it's really cool. You don't have to worry about what your site's going to look like on a mobile device. When you add images or design pages with Squarespace, they make sure that your entire site will restructure to fit automatically on every device, no matter whatever the size of the screen. That is responsive web design, right? Built in right out of the box. Mm-hmm. They have real-time analytics and iOS and Android apps that will let you see your stats and post to your site on the go. They have 24/7 customer support. They've even got Squarespace Commerce, so if you wanted to sell things, you could do that. Physical or digital goods, they have all of the tools that you need. Inventory management, order processing, set up coupons, download links, the whole kit and caboodle with Squarespace Commerce. I want you to go and find out more about this, and I'm sure that you will find out that Squarespace is right for you. Go to squarespace.com/70decibels. You can get all of the information you need, and you can also sign up for a free trial. Squarespace plans start at $10 a month for their standard plan, $20 a month for their unlimited plan, and they also have a business plan too, which includes Squarespace Commerce. If you sign up for a year up front, you'll get 20% off that price. And if you sign up for 2 years up front, you'll get 25% off this price. And don't forget to use the code 70decibels4, that's 70DECIBELS and the number 4, for an additional 10% off your first order from Squarespace. So go check out squarespace.com, everything you need to make an amazing website.
Yeah, and I want to stress again that now I have a business template's nice, but I think another thing I'm going to... You know, there's still yet to be added to this thing because it keeps growing, is the fact that you really, like, you need a website. You definitely need a website. You need to, you know, kind of be professional in that regard, but you don't have to get fancy with this, right? The people aren't going to come and, they're not going to hire you to say, oh, my God, you know, that's, such an amazing website with a wealth of information. And No. You just need something basic. You need to get something up there. You need to hang up the shingle. Don't invest too much time in this because time is money. At least when you start working for yourself, time becomes money, right? You immediately start equating time with money because that's what you are billing for is your time. And so therefore, you know, when you look at this stuff and you think, well, you know, I could spend hours and hours and hours building a website, but that's hours and hours and hours at how much is your hourly rate? Hours and hours and hours that instead of building a website, you could be helping a client build theirs. So yeah, just get something up quick and dirty.
That looks My
wife and mine's website, I just use the default template. That's all you needed. No, I've got, just one little blurb on there about who we are and a contact page. That's it. That's all you need. Don't overthink this stuff, folks. So you're going to ask me a question.
So this is all about being a Mac consultant.
No, it's the answer to that question. No,
because I was going to say, like, with looking at technology these days, the desktop is maybe not even the most important thing to be supporting. And I wonder, how does this apply to these other sorts of you know, if we're looking at, because I mean, a lot of the sort of the practical stuff that you give is, you know, tips on how to be a Mac consultant, obviously. Does this extend?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's if you were to go and do a find and replace all for Mac and Apple throughout this piece and just delete those words, all of this knowledge would apply to just about any consulting, not even just technical consulting.
But I mean, like, even if you looked at it as Mac consulting, do you think that it's important, like iOS consultancy as well? Do you think that's becoming more and more important?
Oh, very much. And I guess here I'm using Mac in a very, Apple sense. Ultimately it should be called how to be a consultant. I should take Mac, Apple, everything else out of it because really, 95% of what's there, if not greater, can apply to any freelance business.
I think it's good to have that focus, though, even like just saying Apple, because it does allow you to be like very specific with the knowledge that you have amassed in this field, as well as just generally. I think that there is a benefit to you, for people being able to find the page, which is always good, and also to the reader if you're able to be like a bit specific with what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, and you know, certainly I wanted to stem off of my previous piece, which was much more specific to being a, you know, to being a Mac consultant, an Apple consultant, what have you. But, you know, as I've been writing this, it certainly has not escaped me that this information is of great use to just about anyone who is looking to start their own freelance consulting business. That that it both applies and it scales, and that I think, you know, some of, because once again I want to point out, this piece is not done yet. This is still living. I probably have another 1,000 words to add to it easily. But at a certain point, I'm going to pull the trigger and I'm going to say, you know what, I'm not going, you know, okay, this as it exists right now online is done. and that point's probably going to come within the next 24 hours. but I really want to take the meat of what's there and add even more to it as an ebook, I think. I know exactly that's what I'm going to do.
It's like a little pamphlet type dealio, you know, like not,
yeah,
like a,
yeah. This is a very, you know, I'm thinking just a, you know, inexpensive to cover my time and trouble for putting it together. But, you know, so I'm not thinking like, you know, $39 ebook on how to be a Mac consultant so you can waste all your money here and not on starting a business. Right. You know, because I don't know. Yeah, it's going to vary from state to state. But you want to know how much it costs to register a business here in Minnesota? $25. That's it. $25. $25. And you can call yourself a business. It's really that simple. And so, yeah. Why would I make someone pay, you know, some astronomical amount of money on some, you know, what amounts to a, you know, manifesto when they could be spending that money starting up their business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, my goal with this is I really, you know, and the main reason I would make it into an ebook is because not only is it portable, something for people to kind of take with them, stick it on their Kindle, stick it on their iPad, what have you. And, you know, but also, break it up into sections with, you know, so you can easily jump to chapters, so you can refer back to things, so you can highlight things. It's more of a convenience thing because, quite frankly, no one wants to read a 5,000 word post in a browser. That's why Instapaper was invented, right?
Yeah.
And quite honestly, this is the sort of thing that I don't want people to just stick in an Instapaper and forget about, because that's what they're going to do if they stick it in an Instapaper. No, I want people to be able to, you know, I don't know, pay $3, $4, or $5 and have something of value that because they've, you know, put that value on it, you know, because they've laid that that five spot down, that they are more inclined to actually, I don't know, use the information contained therein and get motivated and get out there and start a business. Like, seriously, like, you know, and I'm probably going to put this somewhere at the closing of the book. You know, please tell me if this, you know, if this inspired you and you started a business based on this, send it my way so I can help to say, hey, look, this person started a business. You should too.
That's what they call a testimonial, right?
Well, I mean, but not so much a testimonial for me, right?
Yeah.
But a testimonial for the fact that this is completely possible, that you don't have to wait, that you can do this while you have your ordinary job. You've built a podcasting empire while working a regular, you know, 9-to-5 workaday job. Mm-hmm. Right? You've done it in your spare time. This stuff is completely doable. The only thing that is stopping anyone is fear.
Yep.
That's it. Just fear.
That's a big thing, though. Fear.
Well, yeah, well, you know what? I've said this before. We face fear every single moment of every single day. right? We just don't recognize that we do. Right? I mean, there's no guarantee the floor is going to be there when we put our our feet on the other side of the bed to get out of it. There's no guarantee that our car is not going to blow up when we turn the ignition. Right?
Yeah.
Not through some, you know, random terrorist attack, but, you know, who knows what could happen? I don't know, this, you know, a spark could fly in randomly in your engine and ignite the gasoline and boom, there you go. Right? But you turn the key anyway. You don't think about that. You're not afraid of that. Why? Well, because you know that of the, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times you've turned that key before, guess what? Nothing's blown up. The only reason that you're afraid of this is because it's unknown. Because it's a key you haven't turned. Turn the effing key and see what the F happens. Because guess what? I can guarantee you nothing will blow up. You're either going to make money or you're not. But, you know, you should have just as much fear that you're going to walk into your office, into your cubicle, and, you know, into your, you know, job, and it's not going to be there. Because that you have zero control over. That is at the whim of some corporation or company or business or boss or whomever deciding that you are valuable enough to give a paycheck to. And I'm telling you, in today's economy and in the future economy, you're going to become less and less valuable. I don't care what it is you do, you likely eventually will be replaced by technology. And what's even more crazy about this, you're actually helping them build this. You're helping them build your replacements. You think for a second all this data that Google's going to mine from your eyeballs isn't going to help to fuel the robots that are going to replace you tomorrow? You're effing crazy. They don't even need you to drive your car. They don't even need you anymore to turn your key. They have a car that can do that by itself. Why do they need you in it? And if you think they're not going to do that with your job, you're insane. So, there you go. There's the manifesto. Start your business now. Now, today. Don't wait. Because tomorrow, you're going to be replaced. It will not be there for you. I don't care if we're talking about the actual tomorrow or the tomorrow 10 years from now. It doesn't matter. Now's the time. Sorry. Didn't mean to go off on that little rant.
No, it's good. if we're done, I have one little last little thing.
Yeah, sure.
So go open a web browser.
Okay, I'm opening a web browser.
Go to this domain.
Okay.
BAMacConsultant.com.
BAMacConsultant.com. Oh, wow. Look at that.
It's a present to you.
Did you do that while we were talking?
Uh-huh.
Dude, how'd you get the DNS to propagate so fast?
That's Hover, man.
Holy cow, man.
As soon as I put the forward in, it worked straight away. They have some pretty Holy epic cow. DNS management.
That is some fast DNS propagation.
Mm-hmm. They're not sponsoring this episode, but I like to use
them. Dude, get Hover.
I know.
Can we get them on as a sponsor? Because that's the most amazing thing I think I've seen in weeks.
I'm sure we will have them as a sponsor very soon.
Holy cow. So, thank you, Michael.
No problem. If I can find out how to transfer it, I'll transfer it to you at some point.
Oh, no. Just keep it. If I can wrap this up, I really want to reiterate this. This post is not done yet. I have a lot more to add to it. Please go to it. It's the front thing on patrickroan.com right now. I probably have a brand new post tomorrow.
or they can always go to beamacconsultant.com now.
Really? They can go to beamacconsultant.com now? I really want people, if they're interested at all in this, bookmark the site. And please check back, because pretty soon, like I said, this portion of it's going to come to a close. I'm going to put it out there as, you know, kind of like I said, a cheap ebook, that I hope people buy, because my plan is, my hope is that I'm going to continue to write this thing. I'm just not going to be doing it live. So basically, I'm going to put the ebook out there. I'm going to provide some way in the ebook. I don't know how I'm going to do this yet. I haven't worked out all the details, but I'm going to provide some way for those that purchase the ebook to get new versions of this as I update it. Now I'm working on that. So
cool.
And this is dispensing, you know, my. And, you know, both 20 years of knowledge in doing this, but more importantly, bringing it to, if I were starting today, here's the things I would need to know.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you asking me about this and having the chance to talk about this, Michael.
Oh, no. As soon as I saw the post, I knew I wanted to discuss it.
All right. Terrific. Well, we need to get going. Where can you be found for those who happen to be listening for the first time, of which we know there are three of you? Go ahead.
I am iMike on Twitter, IMYKE, and you are Patrick Roan. I'm the same on app.net as well, and you are Patrick Roan, PatrickRhone.
Yep, and just about everywhere as well. So
yeah, PatrickRhone.com.
And seriously, feedback on this post, please send it my way. Questions I haven't addressed, please send them my way. They will help to fuel the what I'm doing here, and adding to it. And obviously, feedback on this episode. 70 Decibels has a great contact form you can fill out. If you really don't want Mike to see it for some bizarre reason, you can send it directly to me at patrick@patrickrhone.com. I always try to respond, even though I'm slow at doing so. But I do respond eventually. So, mm-hmm. All right. And well, with that, we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.